morning and welcome to the Down to Dunk podcast, episode 266. I'm Luke, here this morning with Taylor, Jay, and Andrew.
We're here.
We're all here.
It's August. Hey. It's August.
Hey. Hey, so that weather, weather's so toned down.
Stop that. Stop that. We're not talking about the weather. Let's talk about the Thunder Olympians real quick. There's not a lot to talk about.
I don't really want to talk about this either, but yeah. I mean, I do.
Alex Abrines hasn't played. He plays garbage time. He had a three the other day. That was cool.
The rumor is he's got knee issues, but I think it's bigger than that. Those guys in front of him, like, it's just these Spanish national players that have been playing for 20 years, and none of them are that good anymore, except for Spain's kind of...
Okay.
I watched in the first couple games and they looked awful, right? Like, I think Croatia beat them.
Yeah.
I think maybe Lithuania got smoked by them. Anyway, so I watched them play and I wasn't sold. Like, Sergio and Rudy and what's the guy that's going to play for the Sixers?
Sergio.
Okay, Sergio. Anyway, and then the other Sergio,
Rodriguez.
Jose.
Yeah.
All of those guys playing and
they bounced all.
Those are, yeah. I'm saying the front court. Backcourt, excuse me. And watching them play, and you're like, you can kind of... I literally, for a while, thought I was watching Scott Brooks coach. Like, this just natural tendency to go with what you've trusted, you know? And Abrines may just not be that as good as those guys.
He's just way younger than all of them.
I don't believe that, you know, because those guys aren't amazing. None of them blew me away in most of the time they played. So, but anyway, you can't really evaluate much of what he did because he didn't do anything. But the good thing, what you can evaluate, is that him and Sabonis met at half court during the Lithuania-Spain game.
Yep.
And kissed on the mouth.
It was beautiful. And European.
And so European. So what about Sabonis? Did y'all get to watch any of him play?
I mean, there's times where you're like, wow, like, he can get on the perimeter and guard guys and he can really rebound. And there's times where you're like, man, that was really dumb. Like, he's just a rookie.
He's young.
He's just a 20-year-old rookie, and he's got tons of skill. Like, you can see it. He knows the game. You can see that. He's got a little ways to go.
Do you still think he plays?
Yeah,
early and often.
Yeah, I just think that he's better still
than McGarry.
Oh yeah, he's better than McGarry.
Just defensively, you can already tell he's better than McGarry.
Yeah. McGarry's like, you like the skills that he has because he like has some guard skill in the body of a big dude, but he's just reckless like all the time, and so that's,
he's like your puppy, Jay.
Kind of like my puppy.
He is.
Tons of potential.
Which is why we called him McGarry.
Oh. Yeah.
You wish that Mitch McGarry like had a good year last year and was ready to like take the starting four position. Like, that would have been ideal.
Instead, he had literally the most disastrous possible season.
Horrible season. I mean, he was bad when he played.
But the off the court stuff.
Then the off the court stuff was just awful. What was he? He was a minus 2.5 for this, like, his plus minus last year. I mean, it's just not good. His defense is really bad. I don't know. It's hard to see him becoming anything more than like a fourth big in
Guys,
the league.
He's not going to be in the league next year. Calling it.
Okay.
So Sabonis played.
Good. Hot take.
So McGarry. Sabonis played. I got to watch him play Croatia. And he got to play a little bit against Saric and got to watch him play a little bit against Argentina, where he played a lot against whatever the guy is that needs to retire. He played for the Raptors last year. And what Sabonis will get on the court because of is the fact that he's solid enough defensively.
Yeah.
He at least knows where he is. His hands are active. Like, and he's not going to get, from what I saw, he didn't get bullied on the post very much. You know, now international play, there's not a lot of that anyway. We never got to see Lithuania versus the United States. Mm-hmm. But I think Sabonis has a good skill set. He also, what I saw, at least in that last game against Croatia that I got to watch, is he was knocking down, he knocked down at least a, you know, 18 to 20 foot jump shot.
Yeah.
Which is a huge skill set for this team. He'll be able to play kind of that Cantor role. You know, and nobody knows what it's going to look like. It could be Ersan that starts at the four. It could be Cantor that starts at the four. It could be. I don't think Sabonis would start at the four.
Sabonis has just not shot the ball well at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I just know that he's capable. Like, his shot that went up looked really good.
Yes, it's looked good. He shot 37%.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard. Like, in the same sense that we're taking all these positives, like, I just caution on both sides of it to take the positives and take the negatives. Like, the basketball game is just very different in the international level. And you're not surrounded by guys that are going to get you good looks. And it was a lot of ISO opportunities for Sabonis. It was a lot of, you know, in the...
Well, and you can just pack the paint.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's what it is. And so he's got three guys on him. He's trying to do a baby hook, and he can't get any sort of position.
I mean, you can just park somebody right there.
So international ball is just a different world, you know?
Yeah.
Not literally.
There's been several times where, like, people have grabbed the ball, like, while it's on the rim and dunked it. I'm like, oh, goaltending. Yeah. And I'm, like, looking around, like, where's the... Oh.
Yeah, international. Wah-wah. So,
guys, I haven't watched a single second of Olympic basketball.
Okay. Well, if you watch,
there's swimming and gymnastics, guys.
If you watch DeMontis, like me, I know you'd think to yourself, "I wish he was thick like his daddy." You'd want him to I promise you, that is what you'd be thinking.
Those are the thoughts.
Just like me.
I don't think he's skinny, is he?
He's not thick like his daddy.
But his daddy was like 30.
He was 33 when he came over.
His daddy had like a bull head. His head was just so big.
His head was huge. Correct.
So,
period. End of discussion.
To recap, Abrinas hasn't played very much. Sabonis, not thick like his daddy.
That's pretty much it. That's what we know.
The gist of the Olympics.
Let's move on.
Before we move on, have you watched a single USA game?
Yes. I haven't watched like an entire game, but I've watched
clips?
Portions of games.
Watching clips? No.
Luke hasn't. No. Taylor?
Yeah.
I know you have. I haven't watched... I bet I've watched 3 minutes of the game versus somebody they played in the first round where it was close towards the end. I can't remember who. Australia. What? No. Anyway, I don't care.
I've been too busy watching the bad boys.
I actively root against them.
I know.
When I watch them.
I know.
I don't root against the bad boys
are swimming.
I do root for the other team to play well, though, so it's a close game. Like, the Australia game was actually interesting to watch.
Yeah, it was.
France would have been more interesting the second time around, not the first time, if TP was playing.
TP?
But not, I mean, they wouldn't have won.
Yeah.
But if I'm watching a game.
Anyway, the Olympics have been fun, though.
Ryan Lochte just causing an international incident.
Is this your favorite thing ever?
Yeah, man.
Doesn't this make sense?
I know what his favorite thing ever, and I'll bring it up here in just a minute when we get to the Hawks.
He's a bad boy.
Oh, yes.
Dude, so he peed on a gas station.
He couldn't get in the bathroom and, like, broke the door in.
Oh.
And then said that someone held, like, guards dressed as fake police held him up and, like, took his medal, which did not happen.
And then he bolted.
Yeah, and he's out of the country.
And his two buddies.
Oh, he's out of the country now?
Yeah, he got out.
Oh, this is great. This is getting really good.
Yeah, he got
out. He's a fugitive.
Oh, he left. Yeah, because they were like, we are asking all the swimmers not to leave before we can question them. And they're like, Lochte's already home. Yeah. Like, Lochte ditched everyone and went home.
Yeah.
And so left the other swimmers there, so the other swimmers had to stay and talk.
This is great.
Mm-hmm. And they told on Lochte.
Phelps swam home.
Phelps swam, huh?
He made it.
From Rio.
No, Phelps would never be involved in something like this.
Well, it's better than...
Are you kidding me?
Come on.
Phelps isn't like a...
No, Jay. He would never do something
too
like
busy,
this.
Too busy cupping.
And getting DUIs.
And smoking weed.
I know he hadn't done it in a while, but it's not like we're going to like lift guys, him up. The best athlete in the history of the Olympics.
Yeah, these guys are bad boys, man.
I didn't say
swimmers were good boys. Oh, they bad boys.
Let's move on now.
All right, let's do some Twitter questions. Our first comes from @$1 a day, who wants to know who improves more, Cantor defensively or Robertson offensively?
This is a great question. It's really, my inclination is I have no idea.
Which one is easier to improve on?
That's another question that I've had in my head, and my conclusion is I have no idea. I mean, I want to say that it's going to be Cantor on defense, just because Robertson's shot is so broke.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just can't imagine him, like, overnight becoming, like, a 36% three-point shooter. Mm-hmm. I think that, like, the way that Robertson improves offensively is not he becomes a better shooter. It's he becomes a power forward, you know?
And he's better off the ball and cutting.
Yes,
and,
he's just moving all the time. The lineups that they play him in, he's a big. He's not a, you know, a shooting guard. And I think that the team has been constructed in a way that he's not a shooting guard anymore because mm-hmm. they have enough guys that play that position.
And I think that that's the big deal for me. What I see improvements probably, you know, just small improvements for both of them in those areas going into next year. I do expect Cantor to be a little bit better defensively. I think there's some things that Cantor, probably like Robertson, where it's like he's just not going to be quick laterally.
He's just not going to get there.
He's just not going to get there. In the same way that Robertson, his three-point shot, he could put in a million shots a summer, and it's never probably going to be a 38% three-point shot. Like, it's just not there. But what I hope and what I assume is exactly what you said, right? They've filled those shooting guard spots with Abrines and obviously Oladipo, and then you're moving Robertson to a 3-4 where you really do. You found something in the series against Golden State where he became useful offensively.
He was
slashing.
Great.
And I still think, and I think we all probably would agree on this, is like I would give him good looks at the 4. I know he can't stretch. It would have to mean that you'd have to find somebody, like it would have to mean that you get a year of somewhat productivity from Singler where he could stretch the floor, because you need a stretch somewhere and you don't have a one if you put Robertson, unless you, I don't know who fits in that three.
I think you could play
Robertson two or whatever.
I think you could play Robertson Cantor because Cantor can stretch a little bit.
Yeah. I think that's a good one. You just, at that point, maybe that's what makes sense is you're using Robertson almost more as the rim protector than you are Cantor. Which is great, which is also why I felt like it wouldn't be bad to at least have the conversation about Robertson moving to that second unit as the power forward.
Yeah, who do you start at?
I don't know. That's what I'm, you need Singler to be something useful, which is why Robertson will be the starting three. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you have Robertson out there anchoring defensively with Cam or Ronnie Price and Enes Kanter, I think that is the game. That's a difference maker too. That could be, and maybe they stagger it that way. And that's why a lot of the pressure and maybe a lot of the relief goes on Donovan. Donovan gets to go in there and just be like, "All right, man, I can work with one bull, you know, or one head guy, and a bunch of great pieces around him." So, but I think both of them improve a little bit, but it's not because they develop something. They're not going to change who they are, but they can be better at what they do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't expect either one of them to come out and just be a completely different player. Like, Robertson's going to be an incredible defensive player. He was good on the pick and roll with Westbrook. I mean, like, they almost beat the Warriors in like double overtime or whatever it was after KD fouled out, just playing Robertson Westbrook pick and roll, which was kind of a weird thing. He's a good player. Like, Robertson's really valuable, and he's going to be used so much this year because they just don't have another guy like him.
And I think some of the underrated thoughts from that, because everybody, and we've talked about how you cannot do this, but if you go back to that season where Kevin was hurt, Robertson missed a huge stretch of that season early on, which was a big deal for the team in general as well. Yeah. But I don't know, man. We've talked about it before. Maybe I'm just drinking the Kool-Aid, but I'm getting more and more to where, and maybe that 4 range is still too optimistic, but this team will be fun.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And Robertson flying to the basket with Oladipo and Russ, and like they'll get on some fast breaks and do some work, man. That'll be fun.
There's a lot of things to work out. I mean, there are some potential lineups that may be like some of the worst defensive lineups in the league.
Hooray.
You know,
you always have the Rockets now with D'Antoni.
Oh my gosh, they're going to be so fun.
They'll be so bad defensively, though.
That's why they're fun, is because everyone scores.
Yeah.
There'll be lineups like that for the Thunder. Yeah. But then, I don't know. It's just going to be interesting because there's not like these like clear-cut fits where you're like, this is the lineup that fits the best. You know, like with the Thunder last year, there were a few lineups like that where you're just like, yeah, this makes total sense. But there's always kind of like this like uneasiness about almost every lineup where you're like, but you know, like this could be this, you know, there's a hole here. And that's why they're not a title contender anymore.
Yeah. And the biggest question for me, or the biggest issue in that conversation for me, is the fact that you're depending on players that you shouldn't be even remotely thinking about, depending on, like, well, if Hustis or if Singler, you know, and it's just like you start going down that path and you just know there's a glaring weakness.
And there's nine guys on the team that are 25 or younger.
Yeah.
Nine. That's all. I mean, there's a lot of young guys on this team,
which is good.
It's good.
But which is good.
Not for this year.
Oh. Yeah, Thunder U.
Let's move on to the next Twitter question.
Thunder U back. Thunder U's back.
Our next Twitter question comes from at Matt Harrison 51, who wants to know the Thunder player to increase their plus minus the most this coming year.
So the highest the guy was on the what are you guys doing?
I don't know.
There's that a guy Russell Westbrook's plus minus was 7.9. I just don't think that he can approach that. Adams was 6. I mean, like, these guys will be probably closer to what Robertson's was if they're lucky at 3.7. So I don't think that Russ, Adams, or Robertson can increase theirs. Ennis to 1.5.
Oh, that's
That's probably about where he'll be, if not worse. I would look to, like, Singler was a negative 0.3.
We just need you to get to that flat zero, bud.
I think he can increase his.
Oh, you do?
I mean,
I hope so. I really hope so.
Cam, negative 0.5. Like, Cam's got to be better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He will be, unless he can't walk.
And then you look at, like, the Orlando Magic guys who are both in the negative.
Yeah. Oladipo.
Oladipo, negative 0.3. His will obviously skyrocket.
Definitely go up.
Irsan, negative 0.5. If he's a starter, it'll go up.
Yeah.
If he's a bench player,
it will go up.
Might be the same. I mean, a lot of the bench guys will have negative plus minuses. They just will.
That's just natural.
They just will. Because they're, I mean, they're just not, like, where, who's a defender on the bench?
Robertson, if he's on the bench.
Yeah, I just don't expect it. I just
I'm not making that assumption that would actually happen, but I just think it'd be something I would test.
You told us you had sources.
Yeah,
inside sources telling
that
us that.
Off the record.
His inside source was his gut.
Oh, wow.
Just feel it in his
dude, you have it.
Good.
Josh Hustis had a positive plus minus, so
he should probably... I don't know how to respond when they go in these different... I just love it. It just makes me happy.
It's okay. You just had a feeling. Yeah, you went with that feeling. There's nothing wrong with that.
But...
You want to go to our next... So the Magic guys are going to have the bat the most.
Hustis was a positive, huh?
He was.
Is that just because he's so limited in his minutes?
Do you remember that Utah Jazz game?
Small sample size.
Yeah. Man, I don't know. This team, like I said, too many unknowns. I have no idea. I think you're right, though. Oladipo's got to be the one. If he's going to get started minutes with Rod, like, he's going to... If he was a negative...
He'll have a positive plus
he's
minus.
He's going up.
All right. Our next Twitter question comes from at Dr. Faisal, who wants to know, based on their personality and style of play, what would each Thunder player order at a bar?
Get Russell Westbrook right off the bat. RBVs. He's drinking Red Bull vodkas.
Why?
RBV, is that a thing?
Why not?
RBV?
Yeah. Do you go up to the bartender and you're like, I'll take an RBV?
No, but like if you're talking to friends, they're like, RBV? RBV?
If I'm in Stillwater on a game day, I say RBV to the bartender.
I think you say RBVs.
Oh, and they know.
Yeah,
oh,
it's
know.
A thing. It's a thing.
Andrew,
I know it all about it.
You and me are on the same boat. We're like, what?
Y'all actually trying to stay awake? That's not in the morning. I am trying to go to bed.
And I don't know if Westbrook actually orders RBV, but his personality on the court is very RBV.
That's right. True.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go again. Collison.
Yep, go again.
Like a whiskey on the rocks.
He's an old-fashioned guy or like
but not like
Manhattan.
Not like too nice of whiskey, like middle.
Yeah, he just was like, Bullet. Give me a Jim Beam.
Yeah, yeah. Not like the real crap, but not the super expensive stuff.
See, I'd say he's more of like, you know, in those like vodka commercials, the guys that are like, oh, let me curate my mint. And so he's that guy. Like really like craft.
Oh, yeah.
Like really.
Like muddling. Is like he? Muddling cucumbers.
Exactly. I think if we're going he's by his, like, that's more of his personality off the court, I would say, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, on the court.
He's a working on man. On the court, he's a work man. That's why I feel like you could even just say, like, Coors Light.
Yeah, PBR.
PBR.
Peep.
Some Peebers? Justin Peebers?
That's what we call it when we go to the Stillwater bars.
I just go, Peeber.
Pib. Let me get a prep. Pip. And you know what happens?
And they're like, okay, this dad wants a Mr. Pib.
He has sorry, to drive sir. Home. Sorry, oh, sir. Sorry, not sir. Again. We carry Dr. Pepper.
Not again.
Yeah. You again, man.
Campaign?
I have.
Go ahead. Do you have one?
I have one. I don't know what this is. I don't know
go
what's
ahead.
Wrong with me. Do so it. This is a drink that I felt like fit Cantor. And it's called the Swinging Sultan cocktail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's just a cocktail from Turkey. And it's oh, dang it, I just had the ingredients and I lost it.
The Swinging Sultan.
The Swinging Sultan. It's vodka, pomegranate juice, lime juice, orange liqueur, and in the midst of rocky and a twist of tangerine.
Sounds amazing.
This is too tropical for Cantor, I feel like.
What's a sultan? Like, exactly what it's is like,
sultan was like the king of it's Persia. Like
a okay. king of a Middle Eastern country, like Jasmine's dad in Aladdin was the sultan.
Ah, of course. Okay.
Yeah. The sultan of Swat.
What?
They called Shaq that? Who's that? Who was sultan of Swat?
The king of Crash. The Colossus of Clout.
Oh, the Babe Colossus Ruth. Of Clout.
Come on, guys.
Campaign.
It took me a minute.
Yeah, it did. Sorry. Right.
Campaign is still newly like 22, something like that. I don't know. He's drinking fruity drinks. I don't think he likes Pina alcohol. Coladas.
Zima.
Yeah.
Zima with Jolly Zima. Ranchers.
Zima.
He's going to Sonic and getting a ocean wave slush with
yes,
a
that's
splash
what
of coconut rum in it.
Yeah, he's just putting like vodka in slushes. Yes, exactly.
Oh, my.
That's what I think Cam's doing.
Oh no. McGarry is doing math.
McGarry is going to the back room.
Yeah. It's not he's not into liquor.
No.
No. He's taking golly.
I'm sorry.
All right, Kyle Stengler.
Kyle Stengler. I don't know.
Strawberry daiquiris. He drinks strawberry daiquiris. There's no doubt.
Yeah, he does
There's
drink no strawberry daiquiris.
I don't know. He's kind of bro-y enough where I feel like he'd drink like a vodka.
Four Loko.
Yeah.
I feel like he'd try to be like really smart about these really weird beers too. It's like, oh man, have you tried this craft beer from freaking Nebraska?
No way.
You don't think
I feel
so?
Like that'd be more callous.
No. I just feel like he's just super unaware of like what a drink would mean about him.
So,
okay.
out you know of all I mean?
The... no, not... I think so.
Like
unaware of what a drink would mean about him.
Yeah. If like, he ordered a strawberry daiquiri as, like, this big 6'7"
okay,
dude.
Okay.
Give me another strawberry daiquiri. Like
he doesn't know what people would think about that.
Yeah. Frozen.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Margaritas.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about Steven Adams?
Oh, man.
I think his is just, like, a... like a bourbon neat
thing, shot of tequila.
I'm just trying to think of like the hardest, like a scotch.
Yeah.
Scotch is too like refined and too aged. And
I think he's just guzzling beer. Just like,
that's what he would do.
So much beer.
It's not the question. The question isn't like what you think he actually does. Oh. The question is what fits his personality and playing
style. I kind of felt
right?
like the question was kind of open to interpretation.
What hurts you when you drink it?
That's what I'm saying. Like a bourbon neat.
Yeah.
With no chilled, nothing diluting it.
Yep.
That kind of punches you in the stomach or the testicles.
Mm. Ooh.
That would be Draymond then.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I'm so
my logic
now.
Is falling apart. So that's what we think.
Do we have any other people that we're forgetting?
Yeah, but like Morrow, like do you want to talk about Anthony Morrow? I cannot stop calling him Morrow.
Morrow.
Anthony Morrow.
What do you call your bone marrow?
Marrow.
Okay.
Morrow.
Is his name Anthony Morrow?
I'm having a bone marrow transplant. Go ahead, Luke.
Do you have one?
He's drinking Cavassier because he's smooth, man.
That's
pretty good. Like the ladies, man?
He's smooth.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
We can move on. Let's go to our next Twitter question.
I was trying to figure out one for Robertson, but I'm like, I don't know. What's kind of...
No, I've seen him at the bar. He just drinks beer.
Coors Lights. He drinks whatever the special is.
Again,
right?
Again, that's not the question. Yeah. We've covered that like five times.
He drinks what's cheapest. He's very frugal.
That could be it.
Yeah.
He's just at the bar ordering whatever.
Same with Adams. Did you see Adams saying that the reason that he didn't cut his hair because it cost too much?
Yeah.
Yes, the guy's ridiculous.
It's awesome.
He's a liar.
I love that
he's a liar just like KD.
He's on a world tour right now. Like yeah. in Japan, taking pictures of all these little Japanese guys.
He's great.
Doing the hang ten thing.
Guys, our next Twitter question.
Is that what that is? I don't know what it yeah. is.
Hang ten. It's far out.
Far out.
Hang loose.
Hang loose. Loose, that makes sense. All right.
And our next Twitter question.
Our transitions are beautiful.
Cody, son of Steve, who wants to know, rings or gold medals?
Without a question, it's a ring.
This is just yeah. really, it's a funny conversation.
Yeah, yeah. So what's the deal with this?
DeAndre Jordan
yes.
is an idiot.
DeAndre Jordan said that he would rather have a gold medal than an NBA ring. But it's also, I mean, to me, it's just, I know I can't get an NBA ring very easily, so I'm going to try to overvalue this in my head.
Yeah,
the gold medal.
That's exactly what it is.
Because it's something. I mean, if you're asked to be on the USA team, you just get a gold medal.
Yeah,
it's basically the prizes that they're handing out to you. Like it's just going to happen. Like there's no other country in the world that is anywhere close to the US. Even with all the guys that said no. Like, I would be shocked if the U.S. doesn't win gold.
The competition level is just, like, you can't compare them at all. It's so much harder to win in the NBA than the Olympics if you're an American. A right. ring is worth way more.
It is. Yeah, it would be, I mean, getting a gold medal, like, comparing it to something is, like, Durant joining the Warriors. Like, the gold medal.
Yeah.
Like he's going to get a ring, but it's going to feel yeah. more like a gold medal.
Yeah,
I would assume true.
Ooh.
That
Ooh.
It would only be equal to or
oh, gold. Yeah,
a gold medal would only be like better than a ring if somehow they changed it to where basketball was like a one-on-one, like individual game. Like it was like yeah, like that would mean it more. Cause like
that would be cool.
Just like, the individual
is so hard for a guy like DeAndre Jordan,
and I know that's why it would be more. He wouldn't be able to get it.
Yeah, but like basketball's not a one-on-one no. sport.
I know that's why it's not better than a ring.
Okay. That's why.
All right.
Okay. I wish they did one-on-one comps in Olympics. That would be cool.
No, it would not be fun at all.
It would actually would be
see DeAndre
so...
Jordan just get blown by.
Well,
by...
DeAndre Jordan wouldn't be playing for Team USA one-on-one. Yeah.
Like, who would, let's say LeBron or Durant went one-on-one. Who in the entire world that's not in the U.S. could take them on?
No like, one, but wouldn't you rather watch that?
No, it's that would
really?
Be... That
even
would be
more unfair.
It would be
then.
Even worse.
Huh.
Because they would just kill
each other. But they'd go against each other. They'd be competing against
Dong.
Each other.
Bone Dong.
Oh,
good.
Because you could have multiple players from the same country.
Yeah.
Yeah, but ultimately somebody from the U.S. is going to win.
So wouldn't you love to watch Durant LeBron one-on-one for a gold medal?
I'd watch it.
I'd love that.
One-on-one basketball isn't like them.
It's just not that much.
Like three-on-three?
Okay. Yeah.
What?
I'm just not on board with one-on-one basketball.
What? Three-on-three like NBA Jam style? Like, but
okay, if it's NBA Jam style,
yeah, where people can fly out of the stadium,
and, like
yeah.
catch on fire,
rims catch on fire.
Okay.
Right. Anyways, the answer.
Hey, y'all know it's the summer.
Yeah, the answer is obviously
rings,
because it's just a lot more difficult to get.
Let's move on to our next Twitter question. It comes from at Cade Kolb, who wants to know what is the over under on how many 3-point shooters Sabonis fouls this season.
It's been a problem. He can be a little reckless when he is closing out, which is, I mean,
less than ideal in the switch heavy.
Mm. Yeah. I put the over-under at 7.
For the whole year?
Yeah, yeah. We'll keep track of this too. Taylor, you want to do that?
Yeah.
That's your job.
Okay.
So the hard thing for me is, once again, like, don't... As soon as they're done with the Olympics, he's probably going to take a week or two off and then he's going to be here. Working with Mark Bryant, working yeah. with Donovan. Like, who knows who he's going to become the season? There'll be things where he has to grow, but one of the things they're going to do is they're going to say, if you jump on a 3-point shooter, we're going to make you literally run until you vomit. You know, like, there's going to be things like that
yeah.
that they're going to help him become a better player. And it fits the team. He's never had the coaching he's about to have. Or the, and that's what people underestimate with some of these guys that are coming from college is like, this hasn't been their whole life ever. It hasn't been really a job. Now, college expects a lot out of you. I understand that. But yeah. When you come, like, you go to Lithuania, like, that's his international experience. Like, that coach isn't Billy Donovan or any of the guys on that staff. Yeah. And so there's going to be a lot that they gain just from their experience of being here and being in training camp with our facilities, with our – all of the things that are offered here are just something they've never experienced.
Yeah. And every team that he's been on – Gonzaga or Lithuania, their goal is not to make Sabonis the best player he can be. The goal is to win. And they're going to make Sabonis do the things to help the team win. And he didn't shoot at all, you know, in Gonzaga. Like, he didn't take hardly any perimeter shots because he could just kill people inside. And that's how they won. But the truth is the Thunder are going to develop his shot. And they want him to be the best player he can be. And
for the team.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, yeah, like fitting in a way that makes more sense.
Yeah. I mean, but the league, they can have a more of a long view of development than Lithuania or Gonzaga did. Because they can look at him and say, like, we really see this skill. We're going to develop this skill. And it may make you unplayable for this amount of time.
And I think the hard thing is most people view Thunder's development from the negatives. The guys that didn't do what we look for them to do, you know, the Lambs or the Cole Aldrich or the insert McGarry, maybe, you know. But there's been a lot. They have a bigger tracker. Like, it's balanced way more on that side of people who they did develop who had incredible growth and transformation of their games over the course of each year. I remember there was a season where it was like every year you just expected our top five or six players just to get better, and they did. Yeah. And so I think I have the expectation that once they get in here, that stuff's going to start happening for Sabonis and Abrinas as well.
Yeah, well, you just look at Kanter.
Yeah, that's exactly one of the...
He's gotten a lot better since he's joined the Thunder.
Yeah, just look at him.
He's cute.
He's the cute boy.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's move on to our next...
I'm going to say under seven.
I'm going double digits.
Okay, all right.
Double digits, it would be...
seven times... We're like, wow, what is wrong with this guy?
Seven times is the worst.
Yeah, yeah.
He has fouled every 3-point shooter he's seen.
It would feel like that. It really would feel like that.
I don't want to know what Serge's numbers are. It's okay. Get back to us with how many Serge had last year, and we'll tell you if Sabonis will be over under that.
Get to the tape.
All right, let's go to our next Twitter question. It comes from @TimKurtz. He wants to know, what top five teams are you most excited to watch this season besides the Thunder? Obvies.
I really like the Wolves.
We all agree. T-Wolves have got to be there.
Yeah.
T-Wolves.
Hold on. I got my top five.
Go ahead.
I got Andrew's top five.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Tell me if I'm wrong.
I'll tell you if you're wrong.
Number one.
Okay.
Lakers. Number two. Lakers. Number three. Lakers. Number four and five.
Leon.
I think Wolves obviously are one of those. Who else?
I'm excited to watch the Nuggets just because, like, there's so many young guys on that team. You just don't really know what they're going to do. Is Emmanuel Mudiay going to be any good?
Like, I don't know. I'm excited to see the Nuggets just to see what moves they make. They've got to make a decision where they're going.
I want to see Jokic play.
Yeah. Jokic has been really good in the Olympics.
What happened to him last year?
Jokic?
He blew up.
He was really good.
No, I'm thinking Nurkic.
Third rookie of the year, boom.
Nurkic.
Yep.
Nurkic, he's been hurt. He's coming back, though. He's lost a lot of weight.
Hey.
Bringing his dad with him.
Hey, he's got a thick daddy, too.
He's got a thick dad, but he is thick like his daddy.
He is thick like his daddy.
Portland.
That's the thing.
I always like watching Portland.
I like watching Portland.
Yeah, I had Portland on there.
I love their guard play.
Yeah.
McCollum.
I'm excited for the Knicks.
Dude, They're on my list.
Like, I'm very
But not
excited.
For, like, a fun way or...
No, just because you just fun way.
Entertainment,
yeah. Entertainment.
Poor Zingas,
yeah. Excited.
You're right,
dude. The Zinger's going to be good this year.
Derrick Rose.
They're not going to be so silly. Like, they're silly in the sense that they're not a super team, but they're going to try really hard this year.
I mean, they'll be better.
I mean, by the end of the season, whenever everybody dies, it's supposed to. It'll be Brandon Jennings and Porzingis running that pick and roll.
Which, like, I'm in.
It'd be great.
Like, any lineups that happen this year at the Knicks, I love. I'm watching.
Yeah. Courtney Lee is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mellow. Yeah. Great.
I love to be in
great shape.
Lance Thomas.
Great. Love him.
For no actual reason on the basketball court, I'm really excited to watch the Magic play. Just to see
me too.
Magic and Serge and...
it's so intriguing.
Does Mac play together?
Yeah. There's already some... Oh, we'll talk about that more. But yeah, the Magic are on my list. I'm really excited to watch the Rockets.
I don't want to, right? Like, I don't want to say that, but I'm with you, man. They're going to be fun.
They're not
going to be very good.
They're going to shoot so many threes. It'll just be real. I just am interested to see the teams I have on my list. I'm just interested to see what they look like more than anything.
Do you guys have teams where you just don't like their uniforms or colors so much that you don't like to watch them, even if they're fun to watch?
No.
That's how the Rockets are for me. I hate the Rockets uniform. Yeah, the I don't know why.
Aren't any good.
They're kind of boring. Yeah. All right. I don't like the Rockets.
Who else is on your list?
Pacers.
Yeah, I'm not in on the Pacers.
I'm not fully in on the Pacers. I'm interested to see what they will do.
Yeah. The Hawks with Dwight Howard.
Yeah, the Hawks.
It's like, what?
So, like, people are saying they improve their defense by getting Dwight Howard and Al Horford out.
Yeah, they improve their rebounding for sure.
Yeah, rebounding.
Which is a part of defense,
I guess.
The issue with Howard is just whether or not he wants to play.
Because, I mean, like, just think about how he was, not this past playoffs, but the playoffs before. Like, he killed.
Yeah.
He was really good.
On both ends.
And everybody hated each other on the Rockets last year. I mean, that was just...
A disaster.
I mean, some people projected them to be the number one seed last year, before the season. And they were just so bad.
Yeah.
I mean, they almost didn't make the playoffs, which is just insane. So you just wonder, like, is a change of scenery going to change Dwight Howard's career to a team that's like really like a organization that's pretty stable
and a coach that's going to coach Bud's going to get him the ball.
Yeah.
Right? Like he's going to get touches that he wants. And cause they don't, I mean, they're an inside out kind of team. The only difference is Horford stretched the floor, but I think they'll be able to work something to where Howard will be able to get the ball.
I do love Millsap.
Millsap is the four.
Yeah. Millsap's good. I love Millsap with Dwight.
The thing that scares me is Dennis Schroeder ready to be,
yeah, I think so.
A player, is he?
I think so. Yeah.
They're going to miss Jeff Teague, man. Jeff Teague's good.
He is. I like Schroeder, though.
He is good.
Schroeder. I just don't think he's not Teague, but he's Teague, good.
Teague is like why I like the Pacers.
Yeah.
And like Paul George completely back. Teague there.
What worries me is I just don't know for sure that Teague for George Hill is a good move.
Dude, I think you're super high on George Hill.
Yes. It's true.
Like
he's really good.
High on the hill.
He's really good. He's he's one of the best defensive point guards in the league.
And he's on the Nuggets now, right?
No, he's on the Jazz.
On the Jazz.
Yep. I would like the Nuggets a lot better if he was on the Nuggets. I would like any team better if George Hill is on it.
Yeah, you love George Hill. You're high on the hill, man.
I'm a Hillman.
High on it.
Hillman.
Okay, let's go to our next Twitter question. Oh, my God.
We would have gone back and forth.
Our next Twitter question comes from Caleb_Jones, who wants to know, what do you take away from Adam's comments about the Thunder next year? He said, as long as we work hard, it doesn't matter who scores.
He's ready to play ball.
Yep. And he doesn't care. I mean, that's why you love Steven Adams.
Right.
Like, he's not like, I need my touches. Like, let's just play.
Yeah, I don't think that there's...
I think it's an underhanded comment about Durant. I think it's talking crap.
How is it... please explain.
He wasn't working hard, and he cared. He only wanted to score. He wanted to get his touches.
Yeah. That's just not true.
Yeah, nobody would.
I wish that was true.
It's true.
It goes back to what we talked about. Like, Durant worked really hard this season, especially in the playoffs.
He was really good.
He was, and he was the defensive... Like, he was the centerpiece of their defense in that.
Counterpoint. Right. No, it wasn't. No, he didn't.
Ooh, good point, Jay. What do you say to that?
Response?
Wow.
Yes, he was, and yes, he did.
No, he wasn't.
That's why.
No, he didn't.
That's why it kind of amazes me that some people are like, well, the Thunder are going to have a top 10 defense this year.
No.
I'm just like, wow. Like,
they lost their best defender.
Like, if they. Like, maybe if. Things just go perfectly, yeah, but I just don't see it.
Unless Russell Westbrook becomes who he
was supposed to be.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's the only way.
It's the only way. And if the starters play 48 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's too late for us to expect that from Russ, I think.
Oh, yeah.
It's too late.
Yeah. I mean, there's no way.
Yeah.
He just has to be a little bit better for them to be like...
Kind of
I mean, they were a middle-of-the-road defense last year in the regular season. And then you take away Serge Ibaka and Kevin Durant.
You even mentioned that they weren't really that much better in the postseason, numerically.
Yeah, the numbers didn't bear out that they were just this amazing defense. They weren't.
Yeah.
They really weren't.
They really weren't. A counterpoint, I would say they were.
They played good stretches. They had like good games, but there were games where they were just so bad. Remember game two of the Warriors series where they just got stomped, where their defense was just atrocious?
Was it?
There was one game where they got stomped.
Yeah, it was game two.
Because they won game one in Oracle.
It was game
lost
two.
They also lost game two to the Mavericks.
Right.
That was an embarrassment.
There were just games where they just didn't show up.
And then game one against the Spurs was the worst game they'd ever played.
Yeah, it was really bad. But then they were
lost by like 47 or something.
And it was more like...
That was
effort.
It's not like I was saying that they didn't have a good defense at times, but like when you balance out how poorly they played in games with how great they played, it just came out to be about where they were. The number is almost exactly the same. All right, we can move on.
Okay. Our next Twitter question comes from at Cade Kolb, who wants to know why sign Ronnie Price over Samaje Christen. Will Samaje ever play for the Thunder?
No, he won't play.
See, Madge.
I don't think he'll play for the Thunder. Next question.
Okay.
we're at like 40 minutes or something right now. We got to go.
All right. Next comes from Alan Falico, who wants to know what happens first: Thunder acquire a wing via trade, or Steven Adam gets a haircut?
Wing.
They're going to get a wing. They're going to trade. They're going to make a trade at some point in the season. This current Thunder roster will not be the same roster when in the playoffs.
Is this coming from your inside source?
This is from the source within my heart.
By the way, so going back real quick to Cade's question, obviously the people that scout and look at these guys see Ronnie Price as a better addition to the team than Samaje Christen.
I think it's a locker room presence. He can play defense. He's a third guard. I mean, you have to have veterans. You just have to have veterans if you're going to win.
Yeah, nine guys under 25 and then add another one.
And he's played in the NBA. Like, Christen has been in the D-League this whole time.
He's been in the D-League and he's been overseas. Like, you just... Yeah. At some point, like, adding more and more talent, like young talent, is just not good.
Diminishing returns.
Yeah, it's just not going to work.
Well, next Twitter question comes from at Caleb_Jones, who wants to know, should we prepare for a Spurs-like system type of basketball? We have so many guys that thrive in a system. Singler, Ersan, AA.
The hard thing is it all depends on Russ. Russ is a great distributor, but he's also ball heavy, right?
Yeah.
And I do think they have the potential to swing the ball more than they have.
Yes, because I think that they have more guys that are skilled on the floor. I just wouldn't expect anything like that, though. They're still just going to be a power team. Just like the power team, they're going to rip phone books on the court.
Oh, man. Blow up hot water bottles.
If they brought the power team for like a halftime thing, I would be so
There may be up. People that this reference just completely went
if
over.
If you don't know the power team,
just Google the power team.
One of them is a part of this podcast. Yeah, I don't know.
That's what they're motivational speakers that would rip phone books in half.
There were these giant... strong Christian men. Are they Christians? Or
yes.
Yoked Christians.
They would be so yoked. And
the power of God lets me bend this bar in my mouth.
Right. Yeah. They would just do crazy stuff. And
come to schools and just be like, this is amazing.
It was great.
And it was pretty cool.
Workaholics had an episode making fun of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyways, the Thunder are the power team this year.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Cool.
All right.
That's the answer to your question, Caleb.
Who is AA?
Alex Abrinas.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know either. All right, our next Twitter question comes from at
little bit 77,
who wants to know what will be the best two Thunder lineups and how will they work?
Okay, a couple of lineups. I have Russ, Oladipo, Anthony Morrow, Andre Robertson, and Steven Adams. I really like the Adams, Robertson, front court, and then Russell, Oladipo, obviously, are slashers. Then you just have to have someone that can shoot on the floor.
Who'd you put as that third? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Morrow.
Okay, Morrow.
Yeah.
Or Brain. I mean, you think Abrines is still so far off?
I don't know. I just need to see him. I just need to see him play.
I agree. I think I'm with you on that. So,
yeah.
Unless the guy like it. Never mind. I'm not even going back down this path.
Unless guy like Huestis,
unless
you know?
A guy like Singler or Huestis can be the shooter.
Sure. I mean, if Kyle Singler can shoot 38% from three, I would sub him in for Morrow today.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a really good lineup. But I need to see it.
Yeah. The second lineups, I mean, the issue's the second squad, right? You've got a Cantor, you've got a Campaign.
Yeah.
Does the Huestis get on the court? Does it, you know, Sabonis? That's where they start getting weak quickly, is that second unit, at least defensively. Yeah. They'll be able to score with anybody, I think.
Oh, yeah.
But they'll have trouble stopping anybody as well, which is good. That's why, you know, on the second squads, you'd be all right. But note, it's the hard thing about second units is nobody ever matches second unit to second unit. You know, it's not like, you always go out there and you have Campaign trying to guard Steph Curry, or you have Campaign trying to, you know, stay in front of these guys, and you just get in trouble when you're in those positions.
Or, I mean, the coach is more important to the Thunder than it has maybe ever.
Yep. I completely agree
with that. If they're going to win, yeah. I also have a lineup that I feel like it's a small lineup, but it'll be really interesting. Cam, Russ, Oladipo, Robertson, Adams. You just have lots of passers. If Cam can shoot like we think he can, I think that would be a really fun lineup too.
That's kind of what I was thinking about too, is that's kind of like a college team lineup right there, was just one big and then four outside dudes pretty much. I was thinking of that too, but replace Cam with Morrow. So you have Russ, Victor Oladipo, Morrow, Robertson.
That was my first lineup.
Yeah. Oh. I was rubbing my eyes, I think, during that.
Let's talk about the Southeast Division.
Let's move on. Thanks for the Twitter questions, everybody.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
We did so many. Don't expect us to do that many every week, okay?
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Deuce. Ungrateful people, I assume. Okay, next comes the Southeast Division, the Atlanta Hawks. They lost Al Horford, Kirk Heinrich, and Jeff Teague via trade. They gained Dwight Howard and Jarrett Jack. They re-signed Kent Bazemore and Chris Humphreys.
Chris
Humphreys. They drafted Taurean Prince and DeAndre Bembry and Isaiah Corininier.
I think that's right.
Isaiah. That's right. Guys, did you see that when they were 10 years old, Chris Humphreys was a faster swimmer than Michael Phelps and Ryan Lochte?
Wait, he swam against them?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and he did. And he had like, he still has, well, I don't know if he still has, but at the time he had like all of the records.
Dude, I like Chris Humphreys. I just like him.
That story made me like him so much more.
I like his muscles.
I like his everything
muscles,
about him.
Very likable.
He's got muscles. What do we think about this team? What do we think they're going to, like, what's their win total? 43 wins.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it'll be it could be high 40s.
It could be.
They can get it going. I think Paul Millsap. So Paul Millsap is what you run your offense through now, pretty much, which is kind of scary because you're depending on Schroeder to go along with that.
Schroeder scares me.
Schroeder.
Yeah. You know how old Paul Millsap is?
I don't care. He's really good.
He's good, but he's like 33.
He was so good last year. I don't care.
He was good, but like those guys at some point around this age
just die,
aren't elite anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And especially a guy like a second round pick, like these, like name a second round pick that's not like an overseas guy that was like a highly scouted guy that people know that maintained like this, like a really long prime. Like they just almost don't exist.
Do you? There's no way I can name one.
Think about it. No, I need you to do it now.
But Paul Millsap has been really good for a long time now.
He's been elite. He's been elite for maybe like two or three years. And that's where, remember how good Carlos Boozer was for the Jazz?
Yeah.
Like those elite guys that play, that are second round picks, highly scouted. People know who they are. They just improve. They just can't maintain a prime for any like a you know, like 5 or 6 years. Like the Bronx prime is going to last forever, it feels right. like. You know, Steve Nash's prime lasted a long time. Like, he was a, you know, was he the top 10 pick? Like, those guys that just have this, like, innate talent that they don't have to, like Paul Millsap, when he came into the league, like, he probably had the same profile as Kenneth Faried. Mm-hmm. You know, he's just this rebounder that crashed the boards. I'm not saying that he's going to fall off a cliff. I'm just saying that there's a concern that this team that has Dwight Howard and Paul Millsap, mm-hmm. like, they have a pretty low floor.
For sure. Yeah, yeah. This is it could go either. It could be really good or really bad. It's probably going to fall somewhere in the middle where nothing happens at
right.
all. They're like the 8th seed. And they,
I mean, they could be better than that with 43 wins, probably. Maybe like
in the East,
like 5 or 6, maybe.
But they're out in the first round, most likely.
Yeah. Remember how much you loved Jarrett Jack?
Yeah. I thought he was really good. He should have won Sixth Man of the Year 2013.
Yeah.
He should have won.
Favorite player on this team?
One of the biggest injustices ever.
I'll never forget it. Steph Curry ruined that.
Yeah, he did.
Favorite player on this team, Chris Humphries. I like that they re-signed Kent Bazemore.
I like Kent Bazemore.
I think he's good. I think this year he's going to be really good, too.
He's pretty good. He's not great.
No, I like them. Chris Humphries, man. He's very entertaining.
I love K-Hump.
He's great.
Fantasy basketball, man. He's still good for bounds, man.
He's good.
He's a bound machine.
He's like a top... he's a top backup big man in this league, for real. Top three. Backup big.
I just hate what Kim did.
Get out of town.
I didn't. I mean, I'm not really thinking about it. I'm just talking.
Kim did him dirty.
Kim did him so dirty, and he didn't deserve that.
He didn't.
I'm glad he's out of it. He deserves to be away from her.
I agree.
I've got nothing else to say.
Let's move on to the Charlotte Hornets. They lost Al Jefferson, Jeremy Lin, Courtney Lee, Troy Daniels, Tyler Hansborough, and Jorge Gutierrez. They gained Roy Hibbert, Raymond Ramon Sessions, Brian Roberts,
nice
and Marco Bellinelli via trade. They re-signed Nicholas Batum and Marvin Williams. They drafted none. They traded for Marco Bellinelli.
Good job, Luke. That was really good. That was almost flawless. That You caught yourself on Raymond.
Yeah.
Raymond.
Raymond Sessions. I knew.
Again, like, I feel the same way about this Charlotte Hornets team that I did at the beginning of last year, where I'm like, I don't know if they can be good.
They're in the same spot, and they just paid Nick Batum so much
money. And there's just a chance that he's still 27. Like, he's still a pretty young guy, but there's still a chance where you just feel like, I just don't know how much I believe in Nicholas Batum as like one of your top guys.
He's very much like, so far in the league, he's kind of been like Ariza, where it's like he'll have a year that's, wow, he's freaking so good. Next year,
contract year. Was he contract year Batum last year?
He was super good last year.
He was really good. I just don't know. Like, is he going to regress once he's got all that money?
Yeah, I think so. He wasn't that good for France this year, and that has not been the case in past years for France.
He was
in, like,
horrible.
Other championships and world competitions.
Is Roy Hibbert going to be good?
I don't know. I love Roy Hibbert as a person, but I don't know what this looks like for Charlotte.
Yeah. Is Marvin Williams... I mean, Marvin Williams, another contract year guy. Like, is he going
to
be...
There's no way Marvin Williams has close to the year this year he had last year.
And is Michael Kidd-Gilchrist going to be healthy?
No.
That's the biggest question.
No.
They're going to miss Jeremy Lin.
I was just about to say that. He was a huge factor for them.
Huge.
Huge. When Kemba was like having an off game, you just threw in Jeremy Lin, instant offense.
Yeah. I'm
serious. Seriously. You're laughing at me, really, he was like that.
He was really, really good for them. And one of the big things is that they played him next to Kemba a ton.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like Bellinelli. Whatever.
He was so horrible last year. But so, I mean, you played for the Kings.
Yeah.
It's hard to gauge anything, but.
But yeah. I mean, you just space the floor a little bit. He's a two, whatever. I don't hate it. I like it. They're in the same spot that they were last year, though.
Yeah. Where you're just like, if they are good, you're like, I don't really understand it. And if they're bad, you're like, I kind of understand it because, like,
yeah.
And is Kemba Walker going to be this? I mean, he had a great year last year. Mm-hmm. He was so, so good. I don't know. I just hate the construction of this team, and I just don't know if they can be as good as they were last year.
What can the defensive genius of Steve Clifford do with Roy?
He's good, man.
With Roy Hibbert.
I don't know. Roy Hibbert hasn't been good in like 4 years.
He hasn't.
That's what...
He even admitted that, like, the league... Like, did you listen to his thing on... God, he did a podcast.
The Vertical Pod? With
no.
Woj?
The new Bill Simmons one.
Oh, no, I'm out on Bill Simmons.
Anyway, he basically admitted that, like, the league has moved on past what his skill set is.
Yeah.
And, like, he just kind of says it. He's like, yeah, I mean, it's not the same at all. I can't really do much.
Yeah, he can't move.
No.
Dang.
Yeah, I don't know. They'll probably make the playoffs and lose in the first round again. Congratulations, Charlotte.
Hooray. All right, next, we're going to Miami. Miami Heat. They lost Dwayne Wade, Lalding, Joe Johnson, Amari Stoudemire, Gerald Green, and Dorrell Wright. They gained Luke Babbitt, Wayne Ellington, Stefan Jankovic, James Johnson, Modney Magruder.
It should say Rodney. I don't know why it says Rodney.
Yeah. Oh, you wrote it? Modney.
Well, I didn't write it. I copied and pasted it from a website.
I think that's actually his name.
They do... This website you get this from...
It's really bad.
It's really bad.
It's really funny, though.
Modney Magruder. Willie Reed. Okoro White. Derek Williams. And Don Waiters.
Dion! You just said Don.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Don Waiters.
Dion!
They re-signed Hassan Whiteside, Tyler Johnson, and Udonis Haslem. They drafted
none. What do we think about the Heat, man?
I think Tyler Johnson got so much money.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, it's crazy.
Tyler Johnson got $50 million.
After one year
of, like, playing well when he played, but not playing every game.
And my favorite thing was his interview afterwards. He said he threw up after he heard the number.
Yeah. He couldn't even believe it. Like, he didn't even think he deserved anywhere close to that. And he didn't.
It would almost be like any of our bosses or, like, somebody just coming to your business and just saying, I'm going to give you $50 million.
Yeah.
And you would just...
Why?
I would just throw... I mean, I would throw up, too. Just like... Bah!
Jeez.
I mean, it would just be crazy. Man, they need Goran Dragic to be good. If this team is going to be a good team, they need Goran Dragic to be really, really good. They also need Chris Bosh not to have these same problems that he's been having. Is Hassan Whiteside going to be the same guy after he gets paid? I don't know. They paid just a lot of guys that just aren't that good. Dion Waiters is going to be a huge part of this team. How good is Tyler Johnson?
Not 50 million good. Like, I think he's good. I think he's athletic. I think he's a good shooter. I think he's a good passer, whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
but he's not like a 30 minute a night guy.
No,
at all.
I like him just fine.
Yeah.
But I don't know. This Heat team is, I mean, there's no D Wade. It's just really hard to imagine.
No, and they tried to
D Wade.
They tried to load up on shooters. It looks like Luke Babbitt, Wayne Ellington, even Willie Reed to some respect. But what are these players? You know what I mean? You can't play any of them more than 20 minutes a night.
No, I mean I don't. Yeah, this team is.
I don't
really
know what this is.
This team is just honestly confusing, and you're just kind of. I mean, Justice Winslow is going to have to take a really big step forward.
Yeah.
Do you know who Willie Reed is?
Am I thinking of... who am I thinking of?
I don't know. Willie Reed's a big dude that can't shoot. And
I'm thinking of... who's that vet that was like... He's like 35
Willie
now.
Green.
Willie Green, that's who I'm thinking of.
Yep.
Oh, so not Willie Reed then.
No. but there, I mean... I don't know. Another like decently high ceiling, super low floor team. Like, if Dragic isn't any good anymore and Bosh can't play, this team could be really bad. Because then you're left with a top two of, or a top three of Dion Waiters, Justice Winslow, and Hassan Whiteside.
Mm-hmm.
That's horrifying.
It's really bad.
That's horrifying. And D Wade was good last year. Like, he had a good season. So, they're going to miss D Wade and
And Luol Deng, too. Luol Deng was
good. Luol Deng was great.
Like, you're losing these IQ guys that are so important to your team. And instead, now you're playing Dion Waiters, which is like, he's whatever. And Hassan Whiteside.
James Johnson.
James Johnson.
Wayne Ellington.
Yeah.
Luke Babbitt.
Especially the Babs.
I like Josh Richardson. Josh Richardson's good.
Yeah.
Briante Weber's got weird hair.
Hmm.
Google it.
Do you want to move on to the Orlando Magic?
Yeah.
They lost Brandon Jennings, Shabazz Napier, Andrew Nicholson, Jason Smith, Dwayne Dedman, and Victor Oladipo, and Ersan Ilyasova via trade.
Yep.
They gained Bismack Biyombo, Jeff Green, DJ Augustin, Jody Meeks, CJ Wilcox, and Serge Ibaka via trade. They re-signed Evan Fournier. And they drafted Steven Zimmerman.
You pronounced Fournier correctly, and then you call Bismack Biyombo Boyimbo.
We've talked about his
you switched the I so much. You switched the I and the O is what you did.
Sorry.
In his name.
You hear Bismack's name so much.
I say it maybe every podcast.
And I hear it as Boyimbo.
Boyimbo.
So, are you blaming me? The Magic are so weird. This is the weirdest roster. I don't know. Welcome back, Jay. Jay's been gone. He's been making breakfast.
It's my son's first day of school.
First day.
Yeah! Wee-wee-wee-wee! First day of school.
Ouch. my ears. If you don't know, actually none of you know this. I'm the only one wearing headphones. And I just
Which is why we're all screaming.
Hear everything so loud. Man, I don't know what to think about this team. There's already beef between Vucevic and Biyombo.
There is?
Yeah. Like, Biyombo's come out and said, you know what? They brought me over here to play defense because this team couldn't play defense. I'm going to be the starter. And Vucevic is like, heck nah.
This is real beef?
Yeah, it's real beef. It's real beef.
Vucevic is good.
I love Vucevic
that. Really, he's kind of like Cantor, basically.
He's really good. He's better than Cantor.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm saying similar. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I like him better in every way than Cantor. I think he can play. I think,
yeah,
like he can. Like he's more. If I were to compare him to anybody in the league, it's LaMarcus Aldridge.
Mm-hmm.
Not as good a defender, but as far as like a guy that can just hit that 15-footer,
I literally haven't watched enough of him in
with regularity. Like he can. Like that's automatic for him.
Can you play Biyombo and Serge together?
Yeah, of course.
Do you want to? Would you rather play Vucevic and Serge together?
Can you play Biyombo and Vucevic?
No.
Yeah.
What about Biyombo?
Do you want to? Think offensively, Biyombo and Vucevic.
Yeah, I think that's where
Vucevic
it works.
Does the... But if Vucevic is similar to Aldridge, then that should be something you could do.
He's not... I mean, he's not the same defender.
Yeah.
He's much worse defensively. But offensively, he's like a... He's not a poor man's Aldridge on offense, but... He's a middle class man, Aldridge.
Working class.
The thing that concerns me the most is their guards.
Yeah, is Elfrid Payton the guy?
I don't think he's very good. Then DJ Augustin is their backup. We've all seen that.
Yeah.
And then what just makes me mad is that Aaron Gordon was supposed to be a power forward, right? And they also brought in Jeff Green.
You just buried Aaron Gordon.
What are they doing?
That is your future, especially since Oladipo is gone now.
And Fournier's...
Maybe we can convince them to give us Aaron Gordon.
God. Fournier got paid. I'm sure that Sam Presti asked.
Yeah.
In that trade. I'm sure there was some version of that trade that included Aaron Gordon and not Victor Oladipo.
We've talked about this before, but Aaron Gordon is this new age power forward that everyone wants.
Yeah, he's super athletic. He's got a little bit more skill than you think.
Except for the Magic, seemingly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they got all the bigs. Why in the world did they sign Jeff Green? That's just painful because like they just gave away Tobias Harris and then they decided to sign Jeff Green. What? I just don't understand this world. I don't understand this world of the Magic. And you pay Bismack Biyombo just this crazy amount of money. Like, man, I would have rather given Festus Ezeli $12 million a year
than
pay Bismack like a max.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. Yeah. And then they're going to have to pay Serge Ibaka if he wants to come back. They have to pay him a max. And then you're paying Evan Fournier a huge contract, Bismack Biyombo, and Serge Ibaka. Like, are those your top three?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're paying Vucevic a pretty good contract. Like, you're just like... Like, they are just the Titanic sinking.
So this goes against everything they've been working for since Dwight Howard left, which leads me to believe it came down from ownership.
They had to have said, like, yeah, we're done rebuilding. Yeah. Let's win. And they may win more games this year. They traded for Jody Meeks. Yeah. Jody Meeks hadn't played. What are they? I just don't.
They're just trying to make it to the playoffs is what this team is. Just get to the playoffs.
And they may not even do that.
Yeah.
The thing, I just don't understand their guard play. Like, if Oladipo was still on this team, I would say, you know what? Like, they have a legit shot of making it.
I like Fournier. I think Fournier's good.
He's pretty good. He can't defend anyone.
No.
And then a lot of it's really going to ride on the back of Mario Hezonja.
Oh, that's true. That's another guy that's like, it's hard to find him minutes, too.
Yeah. I mean, Fournier, I mean, who's going to play the three for them?
Jeff Green is going to start.
No, Aaron Gordon will start it. They're going to try to make Aaron Gordon a three, and it's going to be horrible.
But I think they're still going to play Jeff Green to start, and then Aaron Gordon off the bench.
If Aaron Gordon comes off the bench this year, I am going to lose it.
I think that's what's going to happen. I'm fully expecting that to happen.
I'm going
to
lose it. This is horrible.
I'm going to lose it.
Guys, let's move on to...
They won 35 games. And they miss the playoffs.
Oh,
yeah. Ouch. And Serge Ibaka leaves.
Oh, no.
And they have a top three of Bismack Biyombo, Nikola Vucevic, and Aaron Gordon. And they're like, I don't know what we're doing.
Yep.
And their GM gets fired. Rob Hennigan's gone.
Great. And it's not his fault, probably. Presumably.
No, it's not his fault. If he was told that he needed to make trades,
that's the deal.
Then it's not his fault.
That's what I'm saying. This just has nothing to do with everything he's been doing.
If he's just like panicking and just being a weirdo, then yes, it's all his fault.
Not my Rob.
Yep.
All right, next, the Washington Wizards. They lost Allen Anderson, Jared Dudley, Drew Gooden, JJ Hixon, Nene.
Ramon, you know that name.
Ramon Sessions and a Garrett Temple. They gained Trey Burke.
And the Garrett Temple.
Garrett Temple. They gained Trey Burke. Ian Mahininimi.
You're doing this on
Andrew perfect. Nicholson and Jason Smith. They re-signed Bradley Beal and Marcus Thornton. They drafted none. They got Marquise.
Man, the Wizards were so bad last year.
Hey, did we do favorite player on the Magic?
Bismack.
Mine's
no good. Way.
Not
yours
really.
Yours is Hezonja.
I love the idea of Hezonja.
Mm-hmm.
I love the reality of Aaron Gordon.
Yep.
Yeah.
What about least favorite?
Oh, gosh.
Elfrid Payton, probably. I had high hopes for him.
I feel like that's yours, too. You're down. You're down.
I'm down. He was one of the worst players in the league last year. He was.
You're supposed to be good.
Guys that annoy me, Fournier.
Yeah.
That's because you hate the French.
He'll tie just this.
The French.
He'll just tie up this tiny little part of his hair.
It drives me insane.
And he wears makeup on the court.
What?
That's cool.
He really does.
All right, sorry.
Washington okay with that? I'm not okay with that. Man, I don't know what to think about the Zards as far as like win totals or if they're going to be any good. They got Scotty B.
There's 50 games
right
there.
I think they're better.
They've got to be better. The addition of Brooks, they've got to be
and
better.
And I like the addition of Mahimi.
Mahimi.
Yeah. Who starts, Mahimi or Gortat?
Gortat. It's Scott, man. Scott's the established guy. Oh,
very true.
Yeah. Now, those are guys that you cannot put on the same. Like, you can't play them together. Gortat. Because who's their power forward now?
Markeef.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I like that.
Man. He's good.
Gosh, I'd probably prefer just a personal thing. I'd prefer Mahinmi and Marquise.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
That's what that's they a should good lineup. Do.
That's good.
Yeah.
Who's your three? You still trying to work out the dude from Georgetown, Otto Porter? Yeah,
Porter will start.
And then you got Beal and Wall. I mean, fine. That's not bad. That's a playoff team in the East.
If Beal
can stay healthy.
That scares me. Brad Beal. If he can play like 60 games,
yeah,
they'll make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
They also got Trey Burke.
Great backup. It's what he should have been from the beginning.
Yeah.
Great is maybe...
No, I think it's a good addition. I think people will be surprised as to what he's going to do. And, I mean, as much crap as we've given Scott Brooks...
Dude's a good coach. He's a great developer.
He's going to do a good job.
And he's got system, right? He has a system that's simple enough where people can play good defense.
Yep.
He'll be good. Plus, him and Serge will be best friends again.
Why? Why will they be best friends again?
Because they're back. They're buds.
Who's back?
Serge isn't on the Wizards.
Scott.
What are you talking about?
I'm wrong. I thought we were still talking about
the magic.
I'm sorry. Well, they're going to live close. I bet they call each other long distance.
Also, we didn't talk about Frank Vogel being the Magic's coach.
It's a great addition as well.
I like it, but now you've like given him a roster that's so hard for him to deal with.
And you think about the roster, what he did with the Pacers last year, as he made them really good.
Yeah.
And their roster made no sense.
But he'll play. The good thing is that he, unless the ownership is like, this is what you're supposed to do, he'll let dudes ride on the bench that you would think should get more minutes.
Yeah. Right? He may sit Jeff Green.
Right?
We can only hope and pray. You were thinking of like Wizards half magic.
Yeah,
that's what you're thinking of.
Half Wizards, half magic. The Wizards are using magic to get.
So who's your... Sorry.
Serge Ibaka.
Who's your favorite player on the Wizards?
I like John Wall.
Oh, yeah.
He's fun. Andrew Nicholson probably came out of the womb looking 50.
Yep.
It's a Benjamin Button.
And Google?
Is he a Benjamin Button?
He's got to be.
Point.
I kind of like the backup bigs they went after.
He's a Ben Button.
Yeah, he's Benjamin Button to the T.
Doesn't he look like he'd be so nice, though?
He's got ears.
He does not look 26.
He's got ears.
Guys, it's confusing because Wizards use magic.
I know. That's true. What the problem was.
It's very confusing.
Divisional teams.
He looks like Jeff Green's dad.
He does look like Jeff Green's dad.
He does look like Jeff Green's dad.
This picture...
Prove to me he's not.
Yeah. This picture is more than likely from high school, and he looks older than he does now.
He is Benjamin Button.
Yeah. He is going reverse. By the time he is 40, he will look like he's 20.
You got to sign him to the longest contract that you can.
We'll take you for 15 years.
Because whenever...
10 of those years, you're going to be right where we want
people are going to be so confused, like Andrew Nicholson's in the league.
Yeah, he's working to
his prime to 65, and he's like just killing guys.
Yeah.
It's like, what is this?
Well, he's got 35 years of experience.
Oh, man. Anything else about the Zards?
No.
I have no idea what to predict. 40, no,
they'll be better. 40, they'll make the playoffs. 8 seed.
46 wins. They're going to have a bounce back year. Brad Beal's going to be better.
Scott Brooks, coach of the year?
Scotty B, not the coach of the year.
Okay. That'll go to Steve Kerr, because how could you put that team together and let them work so well?
Dude, Thunder's taking all the awards this year.
Sweep.
Coach of the year, MVP.
Sweep.
NBA championship.
Sweep.
Hey, guys.
There it is.
Are you miffed and are you peeved?
I'm grateful and blessed.
Aww.
Yesterday, one of my students had a birthday, and he asked if we'd sing him happy birthday. Of course, we'll sing happy birthday. We sang happy birthday. After we got done singing happy birthday, he goes, "Hey-ya!" And then he says, "Will you guys sing to me, Everybody Was Kung Fu Fighting?" And he's one of those kids that is not funny. Like, he's not intentionally being funny. Like, he just literally had the desire for us to sing Everybody Was Kung Fu Fighting to him. And so...
That's outstanding.
We did. We sang it.
What are the words?
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
There was fast as lightning.
You know the words.
Frightening. And there was more lightning. I don't know.
That is not it. That's not
there was so much lightning.
Did you play the song or just everyone just sang it?
A cappella.
Did you have to look up the words?
No, we just did what we knew.
All right, everybody, let's go.
Everybody. There was, I think, two other kids that participated in singing it with me. And everybody else just kind of looked at each other, just like,
The kid love it.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
He was high-yawing.
I mean, dude, that's like one of my favorite stories of all time.
Oh, that's great.
It's a good store. Luke?
I think I was miffed the other day, but I don't remember what it was.
It's not about Arby's or Subway.
No.
Subway sucks.
It's not about food. I'll think about it in a second.
Okay. Yeah, we got a ton of time left on this pod.
We'll come back to you in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, who else was miffed?
I got nothing, man. First day of school. My semester's winding down. Everything is great.
Great. Luke, I'm miffed at your brother. He started harassing me after last week's episode. About the Subway stuff. I guess apparently whole Stevens clan thinks Subway's the greatest restaurant
Subway
ever.
We're
disgusting.
Subway family.
It's not any good. Thanks for listening to our pod.
Thanks for listening to the Down to Dunk podcast. You can find us at dailythunder.com and downtodunk.com. Follow us on Twitter at DTD Podcast and ask us Twitter questions every Wednesday. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Give us a 5-star iTunes review and your review will be read on the next podcast. Thanks for listening.